In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Actually, as we go near and closer to the end of the year, and I remind you that we are going to the end of the Coptic year, we shall celebrate the beginning of a new Coptic year at the 12th day of September. That's why the church used to remind us by the end of the Coptic year to remind us or to speak to us about the kingdom of God and how to prepare ourselves to inherit the kingdom of heaven. It is very important to put this goal before our eyes that we are here to prepare ourselves in order to inherit the kingdom of God. And that's why there is always the verses of our Lord Jesus Christ to remind us. دايما المسيح يحب ينبهنا ويفكرنا ان احنا هنا غرباء. Here in this world we are strangers. And we are waiting for our citizenship or our الوطن السماوي, the heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem هي الوطن السماوي بتاعنا. If you with me go through the gospel of this verse of this whisper, it is from Luke 17 and starting from verse 20. Now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, so the subject is kingdom of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ, when he came, he started to preach, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. كان بيقول توبوا لأنه قد اقترب منكم ملكوت السماوات. Actually, in this paragraph, actually, in this paragraph, it is said here, في عدد 22, أو هقول أكتر من كده, ابتداء من عدد 26, starting from verse 26, starting from verse 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. How? He started to explain. They ate, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. It is very serious matter. It is very serious matter, because this paragraph make warning to every one of us, warning to keep watching. نبقى سهرانين. To keep striving against sin. Not to yield or surrender. Not to live in lukewarmness. الفطور اسمه كده يا مايكل, lukewarmness. I can give you an example. Give you an example to know how we should watch ourselves, how we should keep watching, and if we forget it, and if we live even for a while in lukewarmness, our enemy is very tricky, is deceiver. He can attack any one of us. He can attack and there may be possibility that anyone may fall in a sin. May fall in a sin. Fall ولا fell? Fall in sin. I will give you an example of a very strong man, of a very famous man, of a very kind man. And this man was both a man of prayer and a man of war. رجل صلاة ورجل حرب. هناخد مثل النهاردة, مثل عن إنسان مشهور جدا جدا. To know how we have to watch ourselves. We have to keep ourselves striving against sin up to bloodshed, as St. Paul said in his epistle to the Hebrews. Nothing will make God to be happy and all the host of angels to be happy, nothing except the repentance of man. Any sinful person who offer repentance and return to God with all his heart, this sinner can change the heaven, can make all the angel and the archangel and even the heart of God himself to be glad and rejoiced. Because there will be farah في السماء. Farah يعني إيه؟ Joy in heaven by one sinner who repent. Some sinners. Wouldn't like to repent. في ناس خطاة لما تقول له توب ما يحبش يتوب. Why? First point, he didn't taste how sweet is repentance. How sweet is to live with God. ما دقوش حلاوة ربنا. ما دقوش حلاوة التوبة. This is one point. The other point is that Satan can deceive them by false belief that they could not repent. They or the repentance will يحرم الإنسان يعني إيه؟ prevent or في كلمة أكتر من prevent يحرمه deprive him from the lust of sin or the مش الشهوة يعني lust يعني الإنسان الخاطئ بيبقى من الناحيتين ناحية منهم إنه ما دقش حلاوة التوبة ما دقش قد إيه التوبة حلوة he didn't taste how repentance is sweet how the life with God is very satisfactory can fill his heart and fill his soul تقدر تشبع نفسه وتشبع قلبه وتشبع روحه دي العشرة مع ربنا ما دقش في حاجة ما دقهاش he didn't taste it yet and the other point he is fear of he always fear of that repentance will deprive him from the lust or the joy of sin because there is a false joy for sin يعني في لذة خادعة في الخطية but believe me those who returned to God by their heart those who offer repentance to God after living in the bitterness and the bondage of sin they يندم يعني ايه مايكل regret they ask themselves How I accepted to live in this sinful life all this time. I am astonished. I am surprised. How sweet is repentance. How sweet is the life with God. How sweet is the fellowship with the Holy Spirit. قد إيه الحياة حلوة مع المسيح Sometimes sin or Satan deceive man and say to him you cannot be delivered from sin you shall stay a slave for a sin you will never be able to live in the freedom of the Son of God. This is how he deceives us. And as I said to you, our model of repentance today is David. You know David? David. He experienced both life. He experienced the life of purity, life of praising, life of prayer, life in which his heart was very pure and God gave witness to him. This is his first experience. On the other hand, he experienced how sin is fatal, how sin is horrible, how sin is very, very sinful. اختبر داود ناحيتين. ناحية انه يبقى رجل الله، رجل الصلاة، رجل التسبيح، رجل المزمار والعشرة أوتار والرجل اللي ربنا شهد ليه وقال فتشت قلب داود فوجدته إيه؟ حسب قلبي. وفي نفس الوقت اختبر أبشع أنواع الخطية. The most horrible kinds of sin. To commit adultery and to kill. How these two aspects could manifest themselves in the life of David. But David, when he felt in sin, he couldn't accept to stay in sin. لما وقع داود في الخطية ما قدرش يتحمل ان يقعد في الخطية كتير. He couldn't endure to live in sin. And he offered repentance. Why? Because his heart was full of love to God. It is not a matter of falling in sin. It is a matter of the heart. Your heart. Does your heart love God or not? If your heart loves God, you cannot stay in sin. Even if you fell in sin, you shall arise. You shall arise. You couldn't stay in this sinful life. حقيقة as I told you and I will give this the danger of الفراغ يعني ايه مر الامتي فراغ روحي ها spiritual empty. You may work, you may study, you may make many activities, but I am not speaking about the empty of time. I am speaking about spiritual empty. If the heart is empty from love of God, from praising of God, if the heart is empty from this communication, this relation, this fellowship with God, it is a chance for Satan to attack. It is a chance of Satan to attack. ودي الفترة اللي بنسميها فترة الفطور الروحي. فطور روحي يعني يا مايكل؟ Spiritual lukewarm. So, our Lord Jesus Christ was always giving advice to every one of us to watch, and I will give you how also Saint Peter in his first epistle and chapter 5 he spoke about watching. The first letter of Saint Peter chapter 5 and the verse 8 8. هل هلكم بالعربي الأول؟ اصحوا واسهروا لأن إبليس عدوكم يقول زي الأسد عايز يبلع. Be صبر. Be vigilant. اصحوا واسهروا. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Satan, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in him, in faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. We may have a time to sleep spiritually, but our adversary never sleep. We may take time to get rest from strife, but our adversary never get rest. احنا يمكن نقول ناخد راحة. الشيطان ما بياخدش راحة. نقول ناخد هدنة من الحرب. الشيطان ما بياخدش هدنة. He always walks like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. عايز يلتهم. ويا ويلو يا ويلو يا ويلو اللي يغفل لحظة في جهاده. وعشان ما طولش عليكم، داود كان راجل جميل في كل حاجة، تسبيح، صلاة، نقاوة، وقلب حلو، كل حاجة. غفل عن الجهاد شوية صغنانين، وقع وقعة اتسجلت في التاريخ واتسجلت في الإنجيل. Our example, which is David, who was very beloved to God. He was a man of prayer. He was a man of praising. He was a man who wrote to us all these psalms اللي بنسبح بيها لغاية النهاردة. Up till now, we use his psalms in our liturgy. This great man felt in lukewarmness and take a rest from being a leader, from being a striver, from being a man of war, and he gave himself rest. During this rest, his adversary, the Satan, attacked him severely. And this great man fell in a very horrible sins. Zana ويقتل. Committed adultery and killed Uriah, the husband of the woman he committed the sin with. How horrible is this? How horrible is our adversary, our enemy? How horrible that he can leave you to fast, to pray, to serve, to read the Bible, and even to teach the others, to get the communion, and to get for you all the armor of God. تاخد كل سلاح الله. He will leave you. And he will wait until a short time. You may get rest. You may sleep. I mean sleep, spiritually sleeping. I mean lukewarmness. He will leave you to serve, to teach, to read the Bible, to attend the liturgy, to do what you want, waiting for a moment in which you will feel that you became stronger enough and you need no strive anymore. This is the weak point in your life, is to feel in yourself that you became more stronger than your adversary, and you have to get rest after struggling, striving against sin, even to bloodshed, and it is now a time to get relaxed. This relaxed point is the point of this, in which he can attack you. This actually what happened with David. This actually what happened with David. He used to lead the army. He used to attack the enemy. He used to attend or to achieve victory over his enemies. And all these wars were the wars of God. I will remind you. I will remind you how God gave witness for David in the book of Acts, chapter 13 and verse 22. Verse 22, and when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, God gave testimony to David, said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. رجل حسب مشيئتي سوف يعمل, أو رجل حسب قلبي سوف يعمل كل مشيئتي. Now, what happened for David, the strong man who used to lead his army by himself? In the book of Samuel, in the book of Samuel 2, Samuel 2 and chapter 21st, Samuel 2, chapter 21st and verse 17. What happened in verse 17? Yulkedah, then the men of David swore to him, saying, you shall go out no more with us to battle, lest you quench the lamp of Israel. لو سمحت ما تطلعش معانا. He was about to be killed. فخافوا عليه. They were fear. They were afraid that David may be killed. And so they said to him, please, King, your majesty, you shall go out no more. You shall strive with us no more. You have to get rest. And they went to the battle, leaving him in Jerusalem, in his palace. They are in the war. They are in the battle. They are suffering. They may be wounded. They may be killed. And David was relaxed, enjoying drink, enjoying food, enjoying everything. And this was the weak point of his life. He go or went up to the surface, and as you know, he saw the woman who was, as it is written here, I will, in Samuel, chapter, Samuel 2. It was the first time along 30 years for David not to go with his people, with his army to the battle. Once, I would like to focus on this point. He was not a bad man. He was a good man, and there was a testimony for him. And along 30 years, he used to lead his armies. على مدى 30 سنة داود راجل ما فيش بعد كده. استنى عدو الخير 30 سنة من غير ما يئس. تفهمين أنا عايز أقول إيه؟ Satan, the adversary, waited for 30 years من غير ما ييأس. ييأس يعني ايه؟ Yes. Satan, without losing hope, left David to say psalms, to pray, to praise, to lead, to win the battle, to achieve victory. He left him 30 years. And in the first time David listened and accepted the advice of his men to get rest and not to go and not to strive and not to struggle. He felt that, it is so many years I used to go in wars. It is now time to get rest. At this point, Satan attacked him. لما مرديش ينزل للحرب. I don't know why he listened to the advice of his men. Was he afraid of being killed? I can ask him, David, where is your beloved Psalm number 90? I think all of you know this beautiful Psalm. اللي هو He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, as-sakin fi sitr al-Ali. I can remind David and say to him, did you forget what you said in the Psalm that he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler, and shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. A thousand may fall at your right side, at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near to you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. يعني داود قال كلام عجيب عجيب عجيب. في وسط منكبيه يظللك تحت جناحيه تعتصم, عدله يحيط بيك كالسلاح, يسقط عن يسارك ألوف وعن يمينك ربوات, أما أنت فلا يقتربون إليك, بل بعينيك تتأمل ومجازات الخطى تبصر. كل ده داود نسيه وقال ما أقعد وكفاية عليا السنين اللي أنا حاربت وتعبت فيها. لما قال كفاية عليا واسترخى and lived in lukewarmness, this was the optimum time for Satan to attack, and actually he attacked. The most weak point in the life of David, not that he felt in adultery with the woman, it is not the point. The weak point is that he felt that it is enough for me. I have strived more and more and more, and it is time to get rest. It is time to relax. Please, in our spiritual life, there is no rest. We shall strive even up to bloodshed until the last breath in our life. لغاية النفس الأخير. If we felt lukewarmness, this is the optimum time to attack. As you know, when he lived in spiritual empty, in Samuel 2, chapter 11, Look what happened. Chapter 11, Samuel 2. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when the kings go out to battle, that David sent Job and his servant with him, and all Israel, ba'athum. And they destroyed the people of Ammon, and they besieged Rabbah. Look. But David remained at Jerusalem. Strayah. He get rest. Stayed at Jerusalem. Weak point. What happened? It happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. He didn't want to struggle in the battle, in the war, to lead, to achieve victory, and so he stayed. The adversary attacked severely. So he went, walked on the roof of the kings of the house, and from the roof he saw a woman passing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent, inquired about the woman. Someone said, is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? It was a wife of one of the leaders in his army. Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity. And she returned to her house, and the woman conceived. So she sent and told David and said, I am with child. Catastrophe. A severe attack from the adversary. The weak point is that he felt lukewarmness. It doesn't matter to be even David. The adversary will attack. And when the adversary attack and the sin dwells in the heart, والخطية تخش بقى البد. أحيانا sometimes one may say, I have already sinned. Why not to continue? I will try to cover myself. Yes, you have to cover yourself. But how to cover yourself? To cover yourself through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not through the fig leaves. You know the fig leaves? Our father Adam tried with Eve to cover themselves with the fig leaves, and they stayed naked until God came and gave them a cloth of leather. A cloth of leather. A sacrifice had been slain, and God gives them, saying to them, no cover except through sacrifice. No cover. You shall be naked until you cover yourself by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. How to cover yourself, David? David sent to Job, Eliab, and say to him, please send me Uriah the Hittite. ابعت لي Uriah الحسي. You know who is Uriah? He is the husband. He is the husband of the woman. He tried to cover or to be covered with the fig leaves. عايز يغطي نفسه بورقتين. ما يتغطاش. ما يسترش. And this man, Uriah the Hittite, was a very noble man, was a very courageous man, was a very good man, was a very honest man. When David sent to Joab and said to him, send me Uriah the Hittite, and Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah had come to him, it was another fool. مش سقطة تانية يعني فول. Another fool for David. While he was trying to cover himself, he was مش عارف يعري نفسه أكتر يعني إيه. Uncover himself more and more. How? قال له كده أوريه. يا أخي تعالى بقى اطلع بيتك وروح كده خد راحة وقعد مع مراتك حاجة زي كده يعني عشان يبان ان الأمور طبيعية. David asked how Joab was doing and how the people were doing and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, go down to your house and wash your feet. So Uriah departed from the king's house. And a gift of food from the king followed him. But what happened? وريا مرديش يروح. He was a very noble man, was very honest man. Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord and did not go down to his house. مرديش يروح. So when they told David saying Uriah did not go down to his house, David said to Uriah, did you not come from a journey? Why did you not go down to your house? Still, he is trying to cover himself with a fig leaves. And then Uriah said to David, قال له بقى كلام وجعه. قال له جلالة الملك احنا ما تعلمناش كده منك. احنا تعلمنا منك الشجاعة والأمانة. يعني المعنى كان كده يعني. Oh your majesty, through these long years, you did not teach us except how to be brave, how to be honest, not to leave the war and the battle and to go down and sleep with my wife. He said to him, the ark, Tabut al-Ahd, the ark and Israel and Judah are dwelling in the tents, and my lord Yoab, هو قائد الجيش, and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and drink and to lie with my wife? No. As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing. المشكلة بقت أصعب. Then David said to Uriah, wait here. He tried another time. Wait here today also and tomorrow. I will let you depart. خلاص أقعد بقى هشيب. So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day and the next. Now when David called him, he ate and drank before him, and he made him drunk, and at the evening he went out to lie on his bed with the servant of his lord, but he did not go down to his house. I think that you know the remaining of the story, the rest of the story. You know the rest of the story. خلاص بقى الحكاية تتفضح. All things will be declared, and the woman will be very apparent that she is pregnant. And it will be known, it will be very well known that David himself is the man, because he tried with her husband, but her husband refused. So David completed اسمه شيطان تكميل الفعل. Satan who impose himself on you to complete what you started. You have started with this horrible sin. Why not to commit another sin? يعني خلاص بقى كمل. خطية واتحسبت. ما خطية زي اتنين. ما خطية زي عشرة. One sin, like two sins, like three sins. It is how Satan deceive you. So, it was very shameful for David to send one of the leaders of his army and sent with him a letter. And in this letter, he gave commandments that this man must be killed. مع جواب انه يعدم. In the morning, it happened that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. Uriah himself took the letter. And in this letter, it was written, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle and retreat from him." That he may be struck down and die. So it was. While Joab besieged the city, that he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew there were valiant men. Then the men of the city came out and fought with Joab, and some of the people of the servants of David fell, and Uriah the Hittite died also. شفنا الراجل العظيم, الراجل الرائع, الراجل اللي كلنا بنذكره لغاية النهاردة بالقداسة والبر والتسبيح. Now we saw one aspect of the life of David, a man of God, a man of prayer, a man of praising, a man who told us his psalms, a man whose heart was as the God will, and the God gave testimony for him. And on the other aspect, we saw David, the murderer, the murderer, the sinner man, the man who plotted against the other, the man who planned evil for the others, the man who committed very shameful sins. How come? As I told you, he forget to watch. He lived in lukewarmness even for a while. And in this while, in this time, in this lukewarmness stage in his life, which Satan was looking for more than 30 years, and he found his chance when David did not go with his army and preferred to stay in Jerusalem, preferred to stay in his palace, preferred to drink, to sleep, to enjoy, and forget to watch himself. Satan attacked him. If it happened with David, what about me? What about you? So it is the commandments of God to watch yourself, to watch yourself, because the adversary, your enemy, is roaring as a lion, seeking whom he may devour. اصحوا واسهروا, ابليس عدوكم يقول كأسد زائر ملتمسا من يبتلع. This is not the end of the story, but the story has a very, very interesting stage in the life of David. The stage of tears, tears of repentance. How he offered and learned or teach us every day how to offer a very strong repentance, a very honest repentance, very deep repentance. يعني ده قود اللي وقع ده في جزء تاني من حياته يعلمنا فيه ازاي تكون التوبة على اصلها بدموع, tears, prayers, repentance, purity of heart, asking God to create in him a new heart. That's what we can say in another sitting or another sermon next week's God's will. I hope إن إحنا ما طولناش ولا طولنا شوية. I don't know. Glory be to God forever. Amen.